Week 2 of Easter, Low Sunday, Office of Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought in the day and the night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, high King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. I am who am, and wicked men do not understand my ways. My delight is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 1. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so. For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am who am, and wicked men do not understand my ways. My delight is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. I asked of my Father, and he gave me the nations for my heritage. Alleluia. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With the rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage. lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are those who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I asked of my Father, and he gave me the nations for my heritage. Alleluia. I lay down to rest, and I slept, but I rose again, for the Lord upheld me. Alleluia. Psalm 3. How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God? But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain. I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, you who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked, O Lord of salvation, bless your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I lay down to rest, and I slept, but I rose again, for the Lord upheld me. Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3. You have been raised to life with Christ. Set your hearts, then, on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right hand of God. Keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is in Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. You must put to death, then, the earthly desires at work in you, such as immorality, indecency, lust, evil passions, and greed, for greediness is a form of idol worship. Because of such things, God's wrath will come upon those who do not obey him. And you yourselves, at one time, used to live according to such desires, when your life was dominated by them. But now you must get rid of all these things, anger, passion, and hateful feelings. No insults or obscene talk must ever come from your lips. Do not lie to one another, because you have put off the old self with its habits, and have put on the new self. This is the new man which God, its Creator, is constantly renewing in his own image, to bring you to a full knowledge of himself. As a result, there are no Gentiles and Jews, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarians, savages, slaves, or freemen, but Christ is all, Christ is in all. You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. So then, you must put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be helpful to one another, and forgive one another when any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive each other in the same way that the Lord has forgiven you, and to all these add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. The peace that Christ gives is to be the judge in your hearts, for to this peace God has called you together in one body. And be thankful. Christ's message in all its richness must live in your hearts. Teach and instruct each other with all wisdom. Sing psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Sing to God with thanksgiving in your hearts. Everything you do or say, then, should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you give thanks through him to God the Father. Responsory from Colossians 3. You have been raised to life with Christ. Set your hearts, then, on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right hand of God. keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. Alleluia. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. Alleluia. A reading from the Sermons of St. Augustine. I address myself to you, newly baptized infants, little ones in Christ, new offspring of the Church, grace of the Father, fruitfulness of the mother's womb, holy children, new swarm, flower of our honour and fruit of our labour, my joy and my crown, all of you who stand upright before the Lord. I address to you the words of the Apostle: put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires, so that you may put on the life which you have put on by this sacrament. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Such is the efficacy of this sacrament. It is the sacrament of the new life which begins at the present time by the forgiveness of all past sins, but will only be completed in the resurrection of the dead. We have been buried with Christ by baptism into death, so that as Christ has risen from the dead, we too may walk in newness of life. Now you walk by faith, as long as you journey in this mortal body far from the Lord. But Jesus Christ, towards whom you are moving, is a sure way. He is this in his humanity which he took on for us. He has in reserve an abundance of sweetness for those who fear him, which he will manifest and perfect in those who hope in him, when we shall receive in reality what we have now received in hope. Today is the octave of your birth. Today is perfected in you the seal of faith, which was given among our forefathers of old, on the eighth day after the physical birth, through physical circumcision. So too, the Lord himself, by rising, cut away mortality from the flesh, and raised up not a different body, but one that would die no more. This he did on the Lord's day, the third day after his passion, the eighth day after the Sabbath, which is also the first. So you have not yet received, in fact, the glory of the resurrection, but you have the sure hope of receiving it, since you have the sacrament of that reality and the pledge of the Spirit. Quote, if you have risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. End of quote. Responsory from Colossians 3. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. Alleluia. You are to think of yourselves as dead to sin, but alive to God in union with Christ Jesus our Lord. Your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. Alleluia. Let us pray. God of eternal compassion, each Easter you rekindle the faith of your consecrated people. Give them still greater grace, so that all may truly understand the waters in which they were cleansed, the Spirit by which they were reborn, the blood by which they were redeemed. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.